Farmers and ranchers, April 15th isn't that far away. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. As we all know, there's a lot of complexity in the tax system for the average American, but a new tax law was passed back in December of 2017, and last year is the first time that we filed under that law. If you didn't file for some reason, or if you've forgotten what changes went into effect, there's one thing you should know. As you start in on working on your taxes this time,
the actual wage earner tax return should be simpler.
That's Christine Tigran, a tax expert, Iowa State University. She says the law doubled the standard deduction you can take. So for a married couple, it goes from $12,000 up to $24,000. But it won't allow you to itemize deductions unless they exceed that standard deduction of $24,000.
It's going to be difficult for most taxpayers to exceed that amount, so they'll take the standard deduction.
Just using the short form, no scrambling around trying to dig up bills and receipts and all of that to come up with deductions. But if you're still interested in and want to try itemizing and such, the law does keep in place most of the deductions we may have used in the past, including home mortgage interest, state and local taxes, medical expenses, and charitable contributions. And by the way, a medical expense deduction can only be taken for those medical expenses that exceed 10% of your income. I'm David Sparks. This is the Ag Information Network of the West.